Presley with Martin Besser.
Charlize Theron.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's quite, I find her quite funny on TV talk shows and things. Doesn't seem like she takes herself very seriously. Mm-hmm. Very self-effacing sometimes. And she made some comments about being Afrikaans. En ek dink baie mense het nogal 'n bietjie hulle self gewip vir haar opmerkings oor Afrikaans. Maar dan deesdae moet jy ook bitter versigtig wees. You can't just read a headline and react to that.
No, you must have the full story.
You actually need to read the article,
yeah.
Or even better, get it from that person.
Yeah.
Listen to the podcast, if it's available, of what went down. Want hierdie is, she was in a show with a bunch of funny guys, man. Jason Bateman. And
He's
lacking.
Yeah.
It's called the Smartless podcast.
Yeah.
Sean Hayes, Will Arnett, who was in Will and Grace.
Sean Hayes.
Yes.
Jack. A couple of funny guys. So I wonder if context hasn't been lost there.
And when you're in a podcast like that, you're gonna have to go with the flow. When Sean Hayes and Jason Bateman, those guys are all. It's all fun. It's all having a go at each other.
Hulle gaan nie terughou nie.
So this is what went down, because I see a lot of people actually really and truly took it the wrong way, possibly. Hele paar mense wat ontsteld was, hoe kan sy dit sê van Afrikaans? Maar ek dink as jy alles in konteks, ek weet nie, gaan luister na die hele ding, is op ons blog op jackaranda.fm.com, en dan gaan besluit jy of dit in context, Manet say was what, you know, she was just having a go at herself.
Okay.
Being Afrikaans.
Yes.
Everyone says Afrikaans.
Yeah, so, the little bit that I heard sounded like she's kind of trying to teach them a little bit more about Afrikaans and correcting their pronunciation and that sort of thing.
And being self-effacing at the same time, possibly. Yeah.
Growing up in South Africa, did you have an accent as a kid and got rid of it, or what happened?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I didn't speak English really until I was like 19.
Really?
I grew up in an area. Yes. I grew up in an area
where. That's right.
That's terrible.
Wait.
Come on, Bru. I know it's terrible. It's a very difficult accent to do, South African. Very, very difficult.
Anyway, yeah, I didn't speak it. So I had it as a second language, but nobody in my neighborhood spoke English. So when I came here at 19, it was really kind of like learning the language. And that's why it was easy for me to drop the accent, because I was really learning English from scratch. I think English speaking South Africans have a harder time because it's an ingrained accent that they're trying to break. I didn't have that.
Afrikaans is a completely different language. It's not a severity of accent.
This is new information for you.
Wow.
It is a combination.
There's about 44 people still speaking it. It's definitely a dying language. It's not a very helpful language.
Yeah, and that last part obviously got a lot of people like, what?
I
think she in context on Leicester. Yeah, definitely. Baie meer as net 44 mense wat praat.
Ja, maar het ons gewag dat hy gaan sê grappie op die einde. Nee.
Ek weet nie.
Ja. Sy weet dit.
Ja.
And I think thanks to her actually speaking about it on a popular podcast like this with a bunch of American A-list, you know, actors and comedians. Then it might not be a dying language at all.
Yeah, and she's used it in a couple of movie scenes as well, when she's been asked to just you know, pretend to have a conversation. I've heard Charlize Theron on Hollywood movies.
Yes.
Ek dink hoe meer hierdie type van sterre Afrikaans inbring in gesprek en daai type konteks, hoe beter vir Afrikaans.
Ek stem heeltemal saam. Ja.
Dis awesome. Nou moet ons net kry dat ou Trevor Noah al maak 'n grapje. Hy moet, you know, and who else is there?
Yeah.
Oh, die antwoord.
Well, now the Kipnis, so thanks for that.
Dave in the Kipnis and so gaan het aan.
Van Leslie Ann Brandt van Lucifer.
Sê weer?
Leslie Ann Brandt van Lucifer. Yeah. She also speaks Afrikaans in Lucifer the TV show.
There you go.
Yes. Hey, wake up. Yeah.
Wake up with your morning family.
Good morning.
What up?
Breakfast with Martin Bester.